Health officials are now warning residents to take precautions against mosquitoes that carry the disease. WBFO and AM 970 News spoke with the County Director of Public Health, Dr. Scott Zimmerman. He says, fortunately, the person with the disease has been treated and is doing well.
The case that has been confirmed is in an individual, an adult, who was hospitalized with symptoms that were associated with West Nile virus. They have been treated, managed in the hospital, and I'm happy to report that they have been released from the hospital to complete their recovery at home.
But West Nile is not new to Erie County. You may recall in the early 2000s, the county dealt with an epidemic. Even one person died in 2002. A number of crows also died because of West Nile. Zimmerman says what's different this year is the change in weather patterns and a return to more human cases.
The fact that we had a very mild winter here in Western New York meant that many of the mosquitoes were able to harbor over the winter, and a reduction in their population did not occur like it does in normal years.
Residents are being urged to take preventative measures, such as using insect repellent. You should also check to make sure there's no standing water in your yard that allows mosquitoes to breed.
We're seeing that storm sewers in our towns, villages, and other municipalities, drainage ditches, are not being flushed out by rains that typically occur at this time of the year. And so we're finding stagnant water in these storm sewers.
The Center for Disease Control says 2012 will probably become the worst season on record for West Nile. The CDC says 47 states have reported infections in people, birds, or mosquitoes. Eileen Buckley, WBFO and AM 970 News.